Take a seat. You want me to take a seat? Seriously? Okay. No. That's perfectly fine. I'll just sit here. Not here. Okay. Where would you like me to sit? Here? Great. So I'll sit here and we can proceed with whatever this is. Oh, I have absolutely no idea, because this is I mean, you sent me an email telling me to come and meet you in your office. But it wasn't, you know, you sent me an email, a very formally worded email, and now you're asking me to sit in a very specific seat, and you're very well, don't get me wrong, you look fantastic. Because, wow, you are just so hot. Just ridiculously hot and gorgeous. And I know I shouldn't say that at work, but I'm a bit weirded out. And when I'm weirded out, I'm weirded out. I'm just going to come out and say it. This is weird. This is very weird. And I mean, look at you. You look amazing. You look so, so fine. I mean, you always look fine, but I mean, you look ultra fine, uber fine. You are so fine. But I mean, you're dressed smartly for work, but a little more. I mean, you look fancy as fuck, to be fair. And I know that's not really work appropriate, but I am weirded out. Weirded out. Weirded out. And you standing there smiling at me is not actually helping. Not that there's anything wrong with your smile. I like your smile. You have a lovely smile. It's just I'm weirded out. Have I mentioned that? I have. Okay. So, what is the purpose of this meeting? It's a very important matter. Oh, bollocks. I can explain everything. It was like that when I found it. The printer. I just walked up to it and it started smoking. It just caught fire. It just spontaneously combusted. Nothing to do with me. And if anyone says any different, they're wrong. I'm not here to talk about the printer. Good, because there's nothing to talk about. It was the printer. The printer is a pyro and really likes fire. Yes, that is the story I'm going with, because it's the truth of sorts. I mean, I'm not sure if it's been diagnosed as a pyromaniac. That's just my suspicion. But I would never, ever... Yeah, it was me. It was me. I admit it. I didn't know that toner was flammable, and I didn't know that... You know, when you jam the toner cartridge in the wrong place, that the printer wouldn't like it so much. And then it caught fire. And, so I won't do that again. This has been a very, very, very good talk. Good talk. Not good talk. Am I in trouble? Because this kind of feels like I'm in trouble. It's kind of like going to the principal's office. Not that I ever... went to the principal's office. Much. Occasionally. Just occasionally. Like every day or so. Am I in trouble? Do I think I'm in trouble? Don't say that. That's an evil question to ask. I hate when people do that. I don't think I'm in trouble because I've only destroyed one printer. And well, there was the pen incident. Pen incident? There was no pen incident. I don't know what you're talking about. There was a pen misunderstanding, but it was a tiny, tiny, tiny misunderstanding, and it's all fine now. I didn't do anything. Anyway, you're not the boss of me. You are not my boss. Are you my new boss? Oh, no, you're my new boss. This is so awkward. I'm dating my boss. Not that we're dating. I mean, it's totally casual. Just... You know, a nice, easy, breezy thing. Are you my new boss? Oh, thank fuck for that. Not that you wouldn't be fantastic. I mean, I would love to work under... no, I mean, you would be great to work for. It's just that, Why are you laughing? Oh, you're such a shit. You are such a So why am I here?
Because I'm adorable when I'm flustered.
No, I'm not. I am not adorable, and I'm not pouting because I don't pout at work, and I'm not adorable at work because this is work. We're at work, and I am professional, efficient. The other E word, effective. I am professional. And, stop smiling. Stop smiling at me like that. That's not fair. That is not fair.
Shut up.
No. You have to tell me why I'm here. No, that's not fair. That is not fair. And you're enjoying this far too much. This is not fair. Why am I here? What is this? Why the email? Why the email? You never send me an email. I mean, you send me emails, but they're work emails. And is this a work thing? If this is a work thing, then I take back everything I said about you looking fine. So am I saying that you don't look fine? That's a trap. That is some Admiral Akbar bullshit right there. It's a trap. It's a trap. And I'm not biting. I'm not biting. So I don't want to know why you called me here. Have I ever told you that you are intensely annoying? Just so annoying. You are. Just annoying. So why am I here? I'm not saying sorry. I'm not saying sorry for calling you annoying because you are annoying. Fine, I'm sorry I called you annoying, even though you are not at all annoying. What? What? Of course you're not annoying. You are the opposite of annoying. You are the anti-annoying. So? You went to HR about me. What? Why? Did I? I did do something. What? Stop panicking. I'm not panicking. Why would I be panicking? Just because you don't... slightly panicking, but it's okay. It's okay because I am professional, efficient, and I can never remember the other one. Effective. I am effective. And I want to apologize if I made you feel you want me to shut the fuck up. Swearing at work isn't professional. Sorry. So why did you go to HR? Because you needed to tell them something. What did you need to tell them? You needed to tell them that we're dating. We're dating? We're dating. You told HR that we're dating. Didn't I think we were dating? Well, yes, I mean, I hoped we were dating, but I didn't want to push it because, I mean, it was easy breezy, casual thing. It was never easy breezy or casual. So we've been dating? Like, proper dating? As in, you and me dating? Well, yes, we went on dates. We went on dates and I cooked you dinner and you cooked me dinner and it was really nice. And, yes, but... I thought... I don't know what I thought. I just... Well, you're really... And... Well, you're kind of out of my league a little bit. A lot. You're really out of my league. Like, ridiculously out of my league. Because have you seen you? Have you seen you? You have seen you. Exactly. You. And then there's your whole... There's you. There's you. And you are just... I set a printer on fire. I set a printer on fire. People who set printers on fire do not date people like you because... Well, no, you're perfectly capable of also setting a printer on fire. I mean, if you wanted to, we can go and set a printer on fire right now. What? What do you mean, yes? It sounds like fun. How is it fun? The blind panic of... It wouldn't... Sorry, I'm really confused right now. If I had someone to keep lookout, it wouldn't be so terrifying.
And you would keep lookout for me? Yes, because we're dating. And you told HR this. Why did you tell HR that we're dating? Because you want us to be... That's not a thing. No. Being office official is not a thing. It's totally not a thing. It's not a thing. It's absolutely not a thing. Check my email. Why am I checking my email? Why?
What did you do?
Whoa, what are these? What are these? Congratulate. Everyone knows we're dating. Everyone knows we're... Why does everyone know that we're dating? Because we're office official. What? Why? Why would you do this? What? That's the managing director. That's... Apparently we make a cute couple. Why would you tell HR? Why? Because... Alex? What about Alex? Alex was looking at me. Which Alex? There are a couple of them. Geek Alex was looking at me. And? Hands off. Sorry. Whoa. Let's just back up a little bit. Let's just back up, you know. Beep, 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 beep. We're backing up. Have you seen the size of my ass? Wide load reversing. It's not funny. Shut up. Why... He doesn't like me. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He's just friendly. Too friendly. Oh my fuck, are you jealous? You're jealous. You're jealous. You were jealous. You were jealous. And that's why you went to HR? Because you wanted everyone to know that I'm yours. I'm yours. I mean, that's a bit presumptuous. It's not presumptuous. I'm yours. I'm totally yours. And we're office official. I just got an email from Alex. No, you can't. No. Give me my phone. I didn't tell you which Alex it was. Just went to see if you were jealous. And you are. So we're official, and we're dating. We've been dating since the first date. Wow. So why did you tell me like this? Why didn't you, I don't know, text me or something? Oh, you absolute shit. You are, yes, you're annoying. You are so annoying. And now, It's not funny. Okay, I was panicking a little bit. I was weirded out. You were acting so formal and I mean, at work when we're not, you know, where we're work appropriate, but you were weirding me out. Oh, you're enjoying this far too much, and you should be so careful. Because revenge is a real possibility. In fact, I would say it's definitely going to happen. Oh, not smiling now, are you? Oh, no. Too late, darling. And I just called you darling at work, and that feels so weird. No. That's not going to be a thing. I know we're office official, but no. Don't pout. You're pouting. I'm not calling you darling at work. I'm not. Fine, darling. Stop it. Look. Are you done having your fun? Because I actually have a project to work on and, yeah. Who am I working with? No one. Just, you know. Someone from IT. Which someone from IT? I don't know. Is it Alex? Yeah, you know what? I think it is Alex. What? No, you're not walking me back to my office. No, we are not doing this. No. Pout will not work. Unbelievable. Fine. Fine. But we're not holding hands. No, 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 no. We're not. Look. You can just. Oh, for fuck's sake. You just. You know, you don't have to. Because it's not Alex. Oh, you deserve that. You totally deserve that. But I really do have to go. Lunch? Yeah, sounds good. Consider it a date. Oh no, everyone knows that we're dating. Everyone's going to be watching us. We can't get to the canteen. No, no, don't make me. Please don't make me. Please, 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 please don't make me. You're going to make me do that, aren't you? I will get my own back, you know. Oh, you are going to suffer. You are going to be the one suffering next time. And it will be bad. It will be so bad. And come here. I love you. I mean, I really have to go. I have so much to do. And I will, lunch, yes. Shit. Well, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I'm just going to find an empty office and scream for a bit. Just shit. No, it's all good. All good. I will see you at lunch. Unless I run away and I said it out loud. Bollocks.